Well, greetings to you all in the name of the Most High. I greet you in that name and in the place and who we are as eternal beings, as those that have been made in the image and the likeness of our Creator, made in the plan and purpose of the living God for His design and His intention for such a time as this. This is where we are in this world and in this life. Sure, we do have some trouble and some tribulations occasionally, but we take heart because we overcome this whole situation and everything that we're around because of who we are in the revelation of who we are. You and I are an extension of the Creator. And because of that, we create, not them. And you know, I want to just remind you guys of the original instructions. Those never changed when we started talking about this wave of light and all the things that are coming up and everything that was in motion. That original vision was back in the late 90s, I think 1998 maybe, of the wave of light, that dream. And subsequently, since that time, the other things that have come up along the way, when we started doing Human 2020, you know, that was, we started discussing that early 2015 openly, and we began the 20 on 20 program in March or May of 2015, even though that was in the works even before that. So now, here we are today, and there's a lot of different things that are going on. Original instructions ride the wave for this period, this last few years from 2015 onwards, that we've been talking about overtly. Ride the wave. Keep your eyes on Christ. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on your Creator. Keep your eyes on the source of all life. Keep your eyes on that which is real, and that's the way, truth, and life. Okay, keep your eyes on Him. Ride the wave. Be aware but not distracted. Okay, so these things haven't changed, these things haven't shifted, and it's important to remember that, because if you are distracted by external things, if you're distracted by external stimuli, if you're distracted by the things that come from the outside, then what happens is those things will start to then affect you within. So this is also why the enemy of your soul works to synthesize their plan and their intention and their evil through us. This is why they bombard you with imagery and hexes, demonic works and demonic attacks, to try to get you to then create and synthesize their worldview, their reality, through you, by your focus, your intention, your volition. You know, we talked a little while back about the way that just anything that's happened in your life, anything that you've done, anything that you've created, anything that you have engaged in. Well, it began with that something was birthed and sparked inside of you. So say you decided you wanted to start a business. You saw something within, and then that resulted in you taking certain actions. And then from those actions that you took, you began to see the creation of that business. You know, maybe you started a store, you started a restaurant, you started a franchise. You saw something within, and then that manifested externally. You know, maybe you met somebody and you fell in love. You know, that started inside of you, and then it turned into the external manifestation of those things. So you have to understand that a big part of what the world system does is to synthesize their machinery, their world, their external manifestation through you. You need to understand that, because if you understand that, then you can stop them from doing that. Now, one of the ways that they've done this throughout our known lifetime has been through information and through the media, and through dead religion as well, through a lot of these external stimuli. And, you know, I sometimes wondered why so much of the news was bad news. You know, because there's a lot of things going on in the world. Why is this what is covered? Why are certain things what are said? Why are certain things what are put forward? And, you know, the purpose of that. So right now, a current event taking place is this U.S. election. Why is the coverage of it a particular way? Well, the reason for that is, it's not because of that's what's real and that's reality. The reason for it is to try to synthesize through your creative ability the result they want, the manifestation that they want. Does that make sense? So as you focus on what they want you to focus on, that's what ends up manifesting. And here's another part. If you remove your focus, if you remove your intention, if you remove your volition, if you remove that creative ability within you from them, they collapse. Their thing doesn't come to pass, because what's real happens when you focus on that which is the actual truth. So right now, you know, we're in a interesting time right now in the world and in world politics and in all that's taking place around us. And, you know, I'm on the other side of the world, but I think yesterday, now listen, when it comes to politics is, it's something that's going on, but this is not, we operate and we function on a higher level than political, but we still, by our creator's design, we still have to, and we still do engage in the affairs of what's taking place here. We're in this paradigm, we're in this life. So when I start talking about this part right now, I want you to understand that we don't look to any person or any man as we don't look to any person to be our solution for anything. That the solution is already inside of you for whatever it is that needs to be done. But we refer to some of these things that are going on because they're relevant, and because you can also learn and you can also continue to move forward in who you are by your own growth in and through these things taking place around you. So let's so right now, you know, during this whole thing going on in the States, this is probably one of the few times that I know of that there's actually been two different candidates, two different factions, two rival approaches to what that nation can and would be, and what the destiny of that land can and should be. And you know, the process of this whole thing is being revealing a lot about where people are coming from. You know, people's own ethics, people's own integrity. Will you check your morals and your integrity at the door to see a result that you want? Now that kind of thing's been revealed, exposed. You know, do the ends justify the means? You know, that kind of thing. Or is there integrity? You know, is there honesty in people's dealings. So, you know, despite what's been reported in the media, okay, the last few days, maybe the last week, there's been windows of coming together with brothers and sisters around the world in the realm of the spirit, you know. I mean, we call it, for lack of a better word for it, prayer, but there's a lot of loaded connotations to that. You are a spirit being, and don't allow your spiritual power and what your Creator's put in you to be siphoned off of you. But we do bring together in application that power that has been within us for the purposes that our Creator has to be manifest on the earth in such a time as this. And in doing so, with others that are like-minded and similarly called, we've seen a few different things. And you know, despite what is being said right now in the false narrative people are trying to sow in the media, that's not what's actually real, and that's not what actually will take place. So, you know, what is going to happen is necessary for the future of the nation of the United States, the future of America, I should say, rather. Because it's America. The future of America, what needs to happen and take place. This situation in the country it's about much more than an election. Because if it was just this election, then right after this one was done and the next one, the snakes would come out of the woodwork again. So certain things needed to be done and put in place in order for a lot of things to be dealt with all at once. So in recently there was a sister in on the other side of the world that, you know, was, we were going through, and as we were in the spirit on this stuff, one thing that we saw was a room where there's a printing press, and the wheels started falling off of this printing press, and all these people were shouting and shouting and shouting at each other, and that whole building came down. Now, this was before any of these initial things are coming out about potential safeguards that might actually be in place in this current election in the States. I've put, today's probably the most extensive show notes I've ever put together on a show. So if you're on Spreaker, go check the show notes. There's a lot of information, including some links that are in there. Even though this is a live show I'm doing right now, there's some links that are in there. Go through those, read them, watch those videos, because those will give you a quickening and an understanding about what is about to happen over this next few weeks. Now, the reason that I put these things up, and the reason that I'm beginning to see something else shaping up, is because of what we've seen and been part of co-creating in the spirit in these last few days, and then now some of the things that we're starting to see in the news. So, you know, there's some things I've seen that I'm not thrilled about, not excited about. I don't like seeing bloodshed. I don't like seeing, you know, people hurt. I don't like that. You know, and, you know, but I ask that, as for those of you that hear this, that you would maintain in the realm of the spirit the vision for what is real and what our Creator is destined to happen, not just in the States but around the world. We're moving into a time of incredible frequency changes and things shifting, and as a result everything changes because the frequencies change. You know, everything changes because the context and the paradigm beneath it shifts. So as the frequency changes, say in a nation like the United States, and as the nation itself is elevated and moved up as a nation, a lot of things cannot continue to exist in that higher frequency. They can't continue to stay there in that situation. So, you know, we will see a lot of things, a lot of attacks that are attempted, but also fall off, fall to the wayside. And, you know, in this vision, and, you know, the wonderful Barbara Marcotti was on the call with me, and my amazing wife was also a witness and there and involved in this as well, but we both saw the same thing, and then 3 days later we talked about it and we mentioned it because we both saw the same thing and thought it was a bit particular or peculiar. But see an entire nation, the nation of the America, and we see it red, but red in a political color type thing, and glowing, beautiful and whole, and it's like a clean slate. And the sun was rising, and both of us saw this separately. We talked about it 3 days later when we came back together again. The sun was rising, but it was rising in the west, which, you know, doesn't make any sense in the natural, but sure, why not? This is what we're seeing in the realm of the spirit. But we see the sun rising in the west, and the current president, Trump, looking out over the nation from where Washington, D.C., from that place of where that capital is, looking out over the nation with a smile on his face as the sun is rising in the west. Yeah, I know. So now these are just things that you see. Now there's been a host of other things that we, now that's kind of like the core of this the core, the thing that will stay and will remain through all of this. There were big attacks, small attacks on the country, on the land, you know, spears thrust through but then broken, destroyed, and all of these things kind of all end up falling down to a lower level where they're broken in pieces, cut asunder, swept into the garbage and locked up. You know, arrests, all that kind of thing. All that stuff, but it all happens on a lower level after they fall off of this this nation. It's interesting that we keep seeing this trash can. Things get thrown in the trash and then it gets chained together. Every time things get thrown in the trash can gets chained together. Yeah. For a second, see the whole nation like a bucket of paint thrown on it that tried to make it blue, and then that just kind of rolls off like off of Teflon or off of and just red again, and all that just drains off, it goes to the side, and then it's completely red again. So you know, all these kind of things, we're seeing the manifestations of these different things that came in that vision the other day. And and it's important to, now here's the thing, maintain the focus on the vision that the Father puts in you for the purpose of seeing the manifestation in the natural and in the physical reality. That is probably the core of something that needs to resonate with all of you. And this is the reason why today I'm putting this show up and out at a very timely juncture, because it's a teachable moment right now. This is an incredible teachable moment for the true human beings walking around on the face of this earth, made in the form and the image and the likeness of our Creator. Understand this. Maintain within your spirit the focus on that which you know is reality, and that which needs to transpire, and that which is to come. Because then you see that manifestation. And again, that's the reason why they keep trying to take control of your mind, because they want to synthesize their reality through you. Because they don't have the power to create. You have the power to create. The greater power is within you. The greater power is you. You are the power. You are the technology. You are far more advanced than the greatest supercomputer they could ever come up with. Processing speed. Come on. There's aspects of who we are that they will never be able to put into a computer. You have far more. You can create. You have imagination. You have creativity. So, I'm sharing this with you right now because, and also there's links in the show notes on Spreaker. I'm sharing them with you right now because what you'll see in these next weeks is natural manifestations as we go from an existing situation into what is a larger intention by our Creator for not just America, but for the whole world. So you remember the word back in 2014, save America, change the world. Now that was not just an instruction given to us, that was an instruction given to many. And anybody that was listening got on board and became available. Save America, change the world. That became so much more apparent of what that was as time went on. And, as things, as the wave of light came in, as this is continuing to come in, it's like, my gosh, are things not exposed? Are things not revealed? Have things not been made manifest? Much more now than ever before. Yep, I see Milton in the chat there. Bless you, brother. Yeah, no, I'm getting better at going live. So, but you know, when you go live, it's straight on. But that's the way we like it, because you know what, too, we need to do this. We need to do this like this, as a witness, as a timestamp, as a marker, so that people can know and understand those that. That they can know and understand that their Creator is actually doing something with them. Yeah, I need to do this right now so that you take courage and you take heart. I know that there's a lot of people that, because of the external and the way they allow the external to affect them, they've been discouraged. I know because of the ramping up of the witchcraft, which has gone to full-on levels. You know, I don't know if they could do any more than they're doing right now. They'll sure try. But the witchcraft is ramped up and amped up to the highest levels they possibly can, trying to just get their thing over the line. You know, that wave of light, listen, it continues to grow, it continues to build, and when all is exposed and all is revealed, that there's nowhere for them to go. And that wave of light, it's all consuming. It overtook us. It overtook everything. Until all there was light. It serves a purpose. You know, despite what's going on right now in the States, I'll just put this one out there. Kind of an extension of everything else, and this is just a small marker, but I might as well put this there for you now, so when you see it, you can have confidence in who you are and who we are. But I see President Trump being sworn for a second term to the largest crowd ever gathered for an inauguration ever in the history of the United States. And I see a drone taking off from the stage, going up, and to show and to pan the crowd, because it's so massive. Now, you know, I just put that there right now. What are we, in November 8th? I put that there for you guys. Can you see it? Can you see it? What's the weather like? What is the environment like? What is the atmosphere like? Do you see these things? See, when you start to see that, you start to see your world and your reality around you and the creation of what is and what will be. I want you to see these things. I want you to tap into the spirit and to not allow the enemy to hijack you, to not allow the enemy to hijack your mind, to not allow the enemy to hijack your creative power, to not allow the enemy to siphon off your power. There's always an attempt of the enemy to siphon off your power, because you've got more power in you than a billion suns. So, I mean, you're a fractal, a piece of the Creator, one with Him, an extension of Him in this paradigm, in this reality. Of course they want to enslave you. Of course they want to trap you. But you are the greater power. You are the greater tech. You are greater than they will ever can ever imagine. So, you know, in the past, there was always that droning thing in the background, that low vibrational frequency thing that just always tried to bring us back to those base level thought and thinking, you know, that first and second chakras, those that just that lower level, where they want to then harvest and drain and siphon life off of you. That's why all of the fear is used against the people. That's why the sensuality is just what's always pushed. You've been called to go to a higher level, engage in a higher level, be involved in a higher level, be quickened in a higher level, create in a higher level. And understand who you are. You know, what I see happening right now in what's taking place in the U.S. political situation is mastery, politically. Because how do you not only win an election, but catch a bunch of criminals all at the same time and set the stage for tremendous reforms that need to take place? Well, you're going to see how. You're going to see it in the application and in the things that transpire in the next few weeks. But you got to hold space. In the realm of the spirit, you need to be decimating these works of the enemy. You need to be dealing with and destroying the witchcraft. You need to stay in prayer, stay shielded, stay protected, you know, over your family, over your pets, over your household, over your work, over your vehicles, over, because the enemy, you know, when you start engaging in these kind of things, you know, the enemy will attack you and will send their minions and their things, whatever they've got at their disposal, to try to hinder and take you back and get you focused on that which is a waste, to dissipate your energies, to dissipate your focus. I would give you guys an admonition about social media. You need to set the right parameters for yourself and how you engage with it and what you use it for. Because, I mean, you can have a little bit of sugar in your coffee, but if you have 12 teaspoons of it, it's not good for you. It's going to do some damage. You know, like, you need to know for yourself the right way to relate to these things so that you can make an impact and you can use these tools and these tools don't use you. Alright, so I'm just giving you guys a little heads up there, because when you make a right switch in that, it won't drain you and you will be able to work to get certain things out there and communicate and affect in a positive way the reality and the paradigm that we all experience while we're here. So, things are good. I'm incredibly encouraged today. I'm incredibly encouraged because when you see, okay, listen, in the realm of the spirit, that is what's real. The natural realm, the physical realm, is an extension of the spiritual realm. So if you see things and you understand what's going on in the spirit realm, which is what will be birthed into the natural, if you see it in the spirit and you know that that's what's real, and you maintain and you hold space for that, and you are a co-creator of that, you will see it. So, for me, I'm encouraged because I know that this life and this world and this experience is not what anyone else would say it is, but it is what it is. And I know that I will see the manifestation of what it is, the true reality that comes out from spirit. I think it's important as we go forward for you guys that are listening to encourage one another. Encourage your brothers and sisters. Share this, you know, pass this audio, download it, share it with people. You know, I know there's more and more censorship going on, and we've got this populates to about a dozen different platforms. Faithmix.com, as long as we can, we'll try to keep the main site going, and which is a place where you can go and download these later. And it does need some revamp, but hey, it's there. It's working, it's up. But encourage one another. Encourage your brothers. Encourage your sisters. They need it. And, you know, what's going to happen in times to come, don't worry about the external. Focus on that truth that's within. If you just spend a little bit of time, you with your Creator, He will show you everything you need to know. You know, I think sometimes people, they wonder, okay, how do we know this, or how do we do that, or what? Listen, all we do is what anybody can do. Just stop and get quiet with your Creator. Go within. The kingdom is within. All wisdom and knowledge and understanding is within. The courage to act is within. you know, and I do think this is an important piece as well. You can know something, but you need to act on it. You need to act on it. It's not enough just to know. You need to act. Because as you act, then your Creator can work with and through that action. When you stay stagnant and you just try to live there as an observer on the outside, then you're still on the sidelines. We were called to engage. So engage. Engage proactively in what you know to be true. Engage proactively in what you know to be right. Engage proactively in what you know that will build life and be life-giving. To sit on the sidelines is not the position for any of us. It's not the call, and it's not why we're here. Listen, you're here in this paradigm right now because there's something for you to do in this paradigm right now. If you didn't need to be in this paradigm, you wouldn't be here. You'd be on to the next thing. But you're here right now. So if you're down, if you're depressed, whatever it may be, okay. But snap out of it. We need you. Creation needs you. Your Creator wants you and needs you. Needs you to respond. Because in your response, you'll see His response. In your action, you'll see His action. In your initiative, you'll see His initiative on and for your behalf. So, yeah, no, it's a great time. It's a great, great, great time. Hopefully the sound quality is a little bit better. Let me know. Been experimenting with some things with mics. And hopefully this works better. I think it should. But, we might start getting into some interviews as time goes on. And, we love you guys out there. Appreciate all of you. Listen, don't be discouraged by anything that you see going on, all right? If you need to, take a break, but don't let these things get into you. Be aware, but not distracted. Don't let these things get into you, into your spirit, into your heart, into your soul. No, the kingdom is within you. You go from inside out. Don't let the world work from the outside in. Inside out. With that, hey, bless you guys. We love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Always, always, always love to hear from you. And, the right things are going to come to pass. But we need to do our part. And do our part in connection with our Father and His Spirit. All right. Talk to you again sometime soon. Write us. All right. Bye.